Blog Talk Radio.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Seven with my physical heaven, manifest God like a reverend. It was done in the past, blessed by the first and last. With the blind left, Sodom with the blast. Harassed by Romans, perverted, converted, inserted, and scrolls. You read it, you heard it, reverted, murdered, asserted to justify the men you crucified. Now I revert it. War rock, raise the sun. It had to be done. Sheep catch it for slaughter. Nowhere to run, lost in the wilderness. A ghost stuffed under summon from the house of death. Eighth wonder, embodied in front of James. Break the peninsula, the rap map flat. I made it perpendicular. Form right angle, I strangled this mic. Untangled the cord,
wing my sword.
Star-spangled banner. In a warrior's manner, cutting heads off snakes. Immortalized like Highlander, who's like seven spirits across seven seas. Bringing seven plagues,
I'm deadly like incurable disease.
Woman license leaves on dirty bitches. Burning riches in a dog fight tonight. If they live, send them in stitches. My hand itches, grab a pen, begin writing blotting glitches. A wonder, thunder against witches. Warlocks and the priest of the beast. A wonder with the scriptures. Your shackles released. Grab your tablets of destiny. Equipped with the weaponry.
What?
Son, hold your ground, don't test me. I rock warlocks and the priest of the beast. A wonder with the scriptures. Your shackles released. Grab your tablets of destiny. Equipped with the weaponry. Son, hold your ground, don't test me.
For there is no faith more true or just than to know the things that are, to acknowledge things, for all things, to the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do, hat aden amen, which translates into all praise be to amen. Good haruk amen fam, you're tuned into another episode of Imani Speaks. I am your host, Amen Ray Minute Help. Today's discourse is titled 12 Torments vs. 10 Virtues. The quote of today's show comes from the Nitir Sesson, Book 7, verses 31 through 44, and they go as follows. One torment, son, is ignorance. A second, sorrow. A third, intemperance. A fourth, concupiscence. A fifth, injustice. A sixth, covetousness. A seventh, deceit. An eighth, envy. A ninth, fraud or guile. A tenth, wrath. An eleventh, rashness. A twelfth, maliciousness. They are in number 12, and under these, many more. Some which through the prison of the body do force the inwardly placed man to suffer sensibly, and they do not suddenly or easily depart from him that has obtained mercy of amen. And in this consists both the manner and the reason of regeneration. For the rest, O son, hold your peace, and praise amen in silence. And by that means, the mercy of amen will not cease or be wanting to us. Therefore rejoice, my son, from now forward being purged by the powers of amen to the knowledge of the truth. For the revelation of amen has come to us, and when that came, all ignorance was cast out. The knowledge of joy comes to us. And when that came, the knowledge of joy come to us, and when that comes, sorrow will fly away to them that are capable of it. I call to joy, the power of power whose virtue is most sweet. Let us take her to ourselves, O son, most willingly, for at her coming has she put away intemperance. Now I call the fourth continence, the power which is over concupiscence. This, O son, is the stable and firm foundation of justice. For see how without labor she has chased away injustice, and we are justified. O son, when injustice is away. The sixth virtue which comes into us I call communion, which is against covetousness. And when that covetousness is gone, I call truth. And when she comes, error and deceit vanishes. See, O Son, how the good is fulfilled by the access of truth. For by this means envy is gone from us. For truth is accompanied with good, together also with light, life and light. And there came no more torments of darkness, but being overcome, they all fled. End quote. Now, I have no... In past shows, I have spoken on the 12 torments and the 10 virtues. And some may wonder, why do you keep talking about this, Amun-Re? What is the point? And my answer will be that this is the meat, the center, in all the challenges we have in life. This is where it comes from. These 12 torments that we all have when we're born into this life and we go into these bodies, our souls go into these bodies, we all suffer from these 12 torments. And these 12 torments drive all the problems that we have in life every single day. With every single person, even with ourselves. If you do not conquer these 12 tormentors, they will forever poison and plague your life. And when your life is over, your soul will not resurrect out of here like it's supposed to. I remember when I first read that, like, what does that mean? And unexpectedly, when I met my wellness coach a few years ago, she began the education for me. And when I met her, I wasn't looking for her. I didn't know of her. I remember when I first walked into the independent grocery store in area here in Atlanta called Little Five Points. It's called Sapananda. And it's a natural foods grocery store. And when I walked in there, I was actually looking for the products of a renowned doctor called Dr. Sebi. And I remember when I first walked in and I walked to the customer service desk, courtesy desk. I'm not sure of the exact name of it. But I asked, where do I find Dr. Sebi's products? And the lady there, I still don't remember her name. She said, you looking for Dr. Sebi's products? She went, hold on, sir. I think I have something that you may need that's better. And she wrote down my wellness coach information, and she said, contact her. And when she did that, I remembered in my mind a flash. It was just a flash. It said, Sesson's guiding you. Pay attention. Just do what she says. Don't question it. Just do what she says. And you know, then she directed me to the corner for Dr. Sebi's products, and his products are quite expensive. I don't have any ill feelings about that because I know that he's an independent health advisor and that he has no support from any other sources. So his products have to be, you know, the price have to be elevated. But, you know, that really didn't turn me off from his products. I remember it was the representative in the store. It was his attitude. It wasn't necessarily anything personally about him. But I do remember his attitude, like, you know, this is expensive. You know, if you really want this, you need to know this is expensive. Now, apparently because the products are expensive, that they don't deal with people that are not serious about it. And I go, oh, it's just so expensive. I ain't going to mess with it. I guess that's probably what they get all the time, and that was the reason for his attitude. But I remembered after my meeting with the representative in the store, I went on the website, and I ended up calling the contact number on the website. Exact same attitude. And I remember thinking that, you know, I don't like the vibe I get from the people that's connected. And I begin to look at that piece of paper that the representative, the first representative in the store gave me. And I said, she's local. She's accessible. Let me give her a call. And sure enough, when I gave her a call and we began to have a conversation, and, you know, she set up the meeting. And I felt good about it. I said, you know, this, I feel good about this because she's local, so she's accessible, and she's not giving me attitude, and, you know. And I remember my first meeting with my wellness coach, and she was just speaking about information I've never heard before in a way that I've never heard it spoken about. I've said this before on this show. I remember after that meeting, I said, what in the world did I just experience? I've never met anyone like that before. And something inside of me said, keep going. I wanted you to hear this. And when I got back home, and I began to read this chapter in the Nitya Session, the seventh chapter, and I read the quote that I just read to you, I begin to say, what's going on here? What am I stepping into? And then I begin to read the material that my wellness coach gave me from our meeting. And I said, I've never heard this before. This is the reason why we're all so sick. This is the reason why we're all so conflicted, ourselves and with all the people that we come in contact with. We have a torment or torments within ourselves, as the quote says, there are 12, these many more, some which through the prison of the body do force the inwardly place man to suffer sensibly. And coming into the knowledge of Amen doesn't immediately drive away those torments. Is learning the virtues coming into the knowledge of Amen. And in Durazi, we call these virtues regeneration, regeneration of the body. Well, regeneration of the soul, excuse me. And this regeneration is not something that is, that we do in the future. We do it right now to fix our problems right now. It's something we need right now. Why do we need it? In order for us to resurrect when we pass on from this life, our souls to resurrect back into our immortal bodies, we need to be fully regenerated. That's why this is so important. And I know some people will say, why do we need to get regenerated? You know, what happens if we don't? Oh, I remember back in the 90s when I used to listen to this show in the middle of the night, because I used to work in the middle of the night, called Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. And it was a show that talked about a lot of paranormal activity on the earth. Now, whether it be aliens from outer space or Bigfoot or ghost, the show covered it. And to most of us who do not think, you listen to something like that and we just think that it's just crazy and foolish. And why even pay attention to it? I know when I first heard my coworker playing the show and it was talking about aliens, I said, what in the world are you listening to, man? And he said, it's a show called Coast to Coast. I don't care about the crazy stuff on it. I just like to hear the science. That's what he told me. And I remember I went back to my post at work that night. And I said, well, what station is that on? And I was listening to it ever since that, or every day, every night that I came into work, I listened to that show also. And I began to become very interested in it because it was talking about things I never thought of before. But I never thought about it. And I remember when I started getting into the show, and there was a guy that always came by with papers. You know, he was delivered papers early in the morning. And I remember when he pulled up, he had his radio blasting. He was playing the same thing. It's this Coast to Coast show. I mean, it's contagious. And I remember the first time that I met my brother, Rasnamir Moon, and I was training him that night on the job. And we had the radio playing. It was on the Urban Contemporary Station here in Atlanta. And I just remember that. That whole night, I was like, I don't listen to this crap when I'm in here. And we came close to the end of our audit. And I just went and changed the radio. And I remembered when he first listened to the show, he gave me this weird look. What are you listening to, man? And I said, hey, this is what I listen to when nobody's around. So, you know, since we're winding down, I like to wind down to this. And I remember he was just listening to the show, and he was like, this is crazy, man. Why do you listen to this? I said, because the music here in Atlanta really turns me off. I don't like, ever since I came to Atlanta, I don't like listening to music anymore. And I said, if you knew me before, you would think this is crazy because I was all about music before I came to Atlanta. I said, but I'm seriously turned off to it. I said, I don't know what it is about these stations that play urban contemporary music, or another way of saying black music. I said, I don't know what it is about them. But once I came down here, I couldn't stand music anymore. And, you know, in the 90s, Atlanta was the next upcoming music hub. Well, that's what they said. A lot of prominent names in the music business was coming out of Atlanta. The TLCs, the Babyfaces, the Pebbles, then TLC and Outkast and Usher, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, this was the hot scene in the music industry during that time. And come to find out, my brother Roz told me that's why he came down to Atlanta, because he heard that this was be outside of New York for the music scene. So he came down here. And then I remember years later, Roz said that, you know, I never could put a finger on why I got the urge to come down to Atlanta. But years later, after meeting you, I seen that it wasn't a mistake why I came down here to meet came down here to Atlanta, because I was supposed to meet you. He said it wasn't a mistake. And, you know, I just sat there and listened to him. I didn't know what he was talking about. But I said, okay. And then years after that, you know, after, you know, a lot of conversations that we had just about phenomenon that people just don't normally talk about. And, you know, he was saying, you know, you're the only person that I can talk this stuff about. The stuff is on my mind, but I can't talk to anybody about this stuff but you. And I said, yeah, I get what you're saying, because people think that you're crazy. And then, you know, he translated this book and sent it over to me. And he said, this is the answer. This is the answer for all the problems that black people face now. This is the answer. You know, this is how we solve them. And I could immediately see what he was talking about. Gotta admit, you know, for a long time, you know, the book really didn't affect me. Talking about the Natir Assassin. Until I met my wellness coach. Now, obviously, she never read it, because I remembered in our conversation she was asking me about my beliefs, my religion. And she had a valid point for asking. She was saying that to embrace this information, you know, it's going to raise your spirituality. And some people's religious background are polar opposites of what I'm about to talk to you about. And that's why I'm asking about your religious background. I'm not trying to pry and be nosy, you know, because I know, you know, some people that stuff is very personal. But when she began talking, and I just remember sitting there thinking, wow, I've never heard anyone talk like this before. That's what I kept saying in my mind. I've never heard anyone talk like this before. Now, when she was talking about spirituality, when she was talking about food and health, how she brought them all together, And she was telling me, you know, when I was in college and I began to learn this stuff in college, well, about the food industry, she said that's when I realized that we are being poisoned. They are purposely poisoning us. And I think for her, that's when her life began to change. She knew that she had a calling to get this information out. And after listening to her information for a while, I began to see exactly what she was talking about. We are being poisoned. And I sat back and I thought about, out of my four grandparents, I only really knew one of them, my mother's mother, my grandmother. And I remembered when she passed away about 16 years ago, I remember saying to myself that you told me that you was going to live 70 years. You didn't even make it to that 70th year. You know, she passed away 5 months before her 70th birthday. And I wasn't mad, but I was disappointed because I remember her telling me, not on one occasion, a few occasions, she told me that God only promised me 70 years, Reggie. As a Christian, I'm only promised 70 years. And when she passed away, I said, you didn't even reach that 70th year. She died 6 months exactly before her 70th birthday. But I thought about it, and I said, Grandma, out of all my grandparents, she lived the longest out of them, and she prematurely passed away. I thought black people will live at least 100 years or within that range. I said, okay, I've just been informed the live feed is about to end. If you would like to hear the rest of this discourse, please dial into 424-222-5376. Again, that's 424-222-5376. If you can't dial in, I will say first I'm in. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man. Hotep, for those listening on the phone and playback, I will continue. So, I was just thinking about my grandmother living the longest out of all my grandparents, but she didn't live, you know, she lived I can't say a long life, because to me it wasn't that long. You know, living 70 years is not living a full life to me. Well, she didn't even live 70 years. Then I begin to think about my dad telling me about his mom passing away when he was still a child. So I never met my dad's mom. I don't even know her name. You know, I have it written down somewhere, but I don't even know her name right offhand. And then both of my grandfathers passed away in the 80s. Dad's father lived 1,000 miles away. Now, that's why I didn't know him that well, and he passed away in his 50s, a young man. My mom's father, he lived in Queens, and he came around sometimes. And the reasons why he wasn't there with my grandmother, you know, it's the darkness of the times. is what I melt that, is what I bring that down to why they wasn't together. Darkness of the times. It wasn't her fault. It wasn't his fault. Darkness of the times takes us to very weird places. We do very weird things. We get into very weird situations because the veil of the darkness of the, that we can't see what we should be seeing. And that's what destroys a lot of our relationships with family and friends, the darkness of the times. In the darkness of the times are nourished by these 12 torments. I'll say them again. Ignorance, sorrow, injustice, covetousness, deceit, envy, fraud, wrath, rashness, and maliciousness. They are in number 12 and under these many more, some which through the prison of the body do force the inwardly placed man to suffer sensibly. And they do not suddenly or easily depart from him that has obtained mercy of Amen. And in this consists both the manner and the reason of regeneration. I won't go into the actual process of regeneration. I've said it before. Well, I'm not regeneration. I'm thinking about resurrection. I often confuse both. Regeneration and resurrection. Resurrection actually happens when your life is over, but you can't resurrect unless you regenerate when you're living. And regeneration is building those 10 virtues. You know, the Book of Life says that the number of life is 10, because when you reach the number 10, it's a completion of regeneration. And in there is where lays the life and light. Life and light comes together when one regenerates. And those 10 virtues that I've spoke about, I'll say them again. Hold your peace and praise Amen in silence, and by that means the mercy of Amen will not cease or be wanting to us. Therefore, rejoice, my son, from now forward, being purged by the powers of Amen to the knowledge of the truth. That's the first virtue, knowledge of the truth. And from the revelation of Amen has come to us, and when that came, all ignorance was cast out. Destroys the torment. Then the second, knowledge of joy comes to us. And when that comes, sorrow will fly away to them that are capable of it. I call to joy the power of temperance, a power whose virtue is most sweet. Let us take her to ourselves, O son, most willingly, for at her coming has she put away intemperance. So the third, call to the fourth, continence, the power which is over concupiscence. This, O son, is the stable and firm foundation of justice. For see how without labor she has chased away injustice, and we are justified, O son, when injustice is away. So justice is the fifth. The sixth virtue which comes into us I call communion, which is against covetousness. And when that covetousness is gone, I call truth. And when she comes, error and deceit vanishes. See, O son, how the good is fulfilled by the access of truth. For by this means envy is gone from us. For truth is accompanied with the good, together also with life and light. And there came no more torments of darkness, but being overcome, they all fled. See, a lot of us think that to be virtuous, to do good things, is something we do to just go to this magical place in our minds called heaven when our lives are over. But heaven is not some magical pie in the sky place that only can be reached in the afterlife. That's not what it is. When you go into the book of life, all over it, it explains to you what souls are and what their purpose of being here is. This is why I call it the book of life. Because until I read the Nitir Sesson, I've never heard anything like it before. And when I begin reading it and seeing what it was truly about, that's when I said, this is the book of life. And when I said that, I went, whoa. It just came to me that years ago, I prayed for the book of life, and here it is. And I said, what's going on here? And all the information that my grandmother, my dad, my Aunt Judy, all the information they've been saying to me all my life, it started to come full circle. It started to make sense. And I said, wow, stuff is real. I remember I told my dad that. I remember when you used to always talk to me about the Holy Spirit. And I remember the quote that he gave me, that the Holy Spirit is like the air. You can't see it, but you know that it's there, and you need it to live. I think he was surprised that I remembered that, because that was many years ago he told me that. And I told him that I told my brothers about that, and they were saying, wow, man. And I said, I ain't deep. I didn't invent that. I said, that's what my dad told me many years ago. I say, I guess he's deep. But when I got the book of life, I started to comprehend what that meant. And in the book of life, the Holy Spirit is called Sesson. And when I started to even talk to my brothers about Sesson, you know, they thought I was crazy. They didn't say anything, but I could tell by their responses. And that's when I told them what my dad told me. Well, I say that it's like what the Christian church called the Holy Ghost, because that's the closest analogy I can give to it. But no, when Sesson and I connect, it doesn't send me into a frenzy. I don't speak a foreign tongue. I don't throw myself uncontrollably around people. This is what my wellness coach said, is the infinite intelligence. There's nothing crazy about Sesson. And when Sesson comes into you, you begin to know all things. That's what it says in the book of life. And I witnessed that myself. I don't claim that I do know all things, but when I connect with Sesson, the problems in my life the answers begin to make sense to me of what I need to do to correct them. That doesn't mean that I walk around with Sesson all the time and, you know, I'm talking crazy. I remember the first time I told my brother about Sesson, and he said, yeah, I didn't believe you. I thought you was just playing around. And it was one of our meetings, our conferences, that Sesson surfaced in the middle of the conference, and I began talking. And I remembered he called me after the conference, and he was saying, man, I thought you said when you first told me about Sesson, I thought you wasn't serious. I thought you was playing. But now I see what you're talking about, because we all heard it today. Now, that's what he told me. Now, this is how powerful Sesson is when we connect with it. And, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, this is something exclusively connected to me. Sesson is the infinite intelligence of the universe. If you have a mind, or I should say, if you have a brain, you can connect with the mind of the universe. You got to just clear the junk out. What is the junk? The thoughts that you get from the TV, the thoughts that you get from the radio, the thoughts that you get from people around you. You know, we are bombarded with thoughts from other people every single day. And these thoughts is what blocks the infinite intelligence from connecting with us. And so when the infinite intelligence is blocked from us, these torments run rampant in our lives, and they become the controller of the soul. They become the soul controller, the torments. But when you connect with the infinite intelligence and these 10 virtues begin to rise, it chases away those torments. They no longer control you. Point I'm trying to make. That is the whole point of getting to know Sesson. That is the whole point of practicing these virtues. Because then you begin to regenerate as a soul. It's not something that I'm making up. Try it and see it for yourself. Feel it for yourself. Know it for yourself. Because in order for us as souls to get out of this place, when we pass on, when we leave this life, when we die, we have to be regenerated by these 10 virtues.